Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the So You Think You Can Dance Wrap-Up. My name is Lita Brillman, and I am joined, as always, by the wonderful Kelly Bedard. We have been gone for a few weeks. I have been traveling. Kelly has been traveling and working and covering everything in your and my entertainment world that there is to be covered. But we are back to give you a preview of the top 10. So this will be kind of an overview of our top five girls and our top five guys, our thoughts about who got cut, who made it. And then hopefully we'll do another check-in midway through these live performances. But for now, Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired. Summers are insanely busy for me. I sort of like travel back to back to back and do festival coverage and all this kind of crazy stuff. So I actually watched this entire season, like, from where we podcasted last night, the whole thing. Well, I missed the first week of the Academy. So you'll have to fill me in on all the great, wonderful things that happened the first of the two Academy episodes, because I did not see that.
Yeah, I don't think there's too much to report. I watched these all in a row while really jet lagged. Nice. And so I took very detailed notes on the last two episodes that we'll be talking about more in detail. The two Academy episodes are a little bit of a blur, just because people get cut now that these episodes are an hour. And I know I talk about this a lot, but back in my day, So You Think You Can Dance was like 2 hours long, like three times a week. So you got to know people who got cut, and you got to root people actually during. You got to root for people actually during the Academy episodes, and like you would have your favorites before they even announced the top 20. That those days are long gone. People will just be like in a group. It's like, you know, the contemporary round or whatever. And Kat will just be like, you'll remember her from being this person in L.A. And then they make it or they don't. You're like, wait, what? So it's all a little bit hazy to me on that front, especially because they don't do the group rounds anymore, which was always the most drama. They did the little like they had the Mandy Moore mega group performance where everybody has to come up with their own couple of eight counts, but that's not really the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I hated the group round, so I'm fine with a lack of group rounds. It was unnecessary drama. I felt like I always ended up hating people, and I really never want to hate people on the show. And it didn't actually accomplish much. Like sometimes one person would get cut in the group round the entire season. So, yeah, I'm fine with no group round. I really liked this Mandy thing. It was not hard jazz. Like it was sort of interesting because it ended on what was definitely the easiest like style to get through, which jazz should not really be the easiest style to get through. And certainly when Sonia was doing like jazz for this round, it was not easy. It was like one of the hardest things to get through. But this was just not so much jazz as like general dance.
It was kind of like musical theater. Like after the curtain call, everybody does another little dance.
It was very, very much like a So You Think You Can Dance group routine, which is interesting because like on one hand, yeah, it wasn't actually like hard dancing to get through in terms of the round, but it was actually like a skill they have to have for the show. So on that level, it was like maybe more valuable for actually auditioning for this particular show, because like doing a big Mandy Moore group routine, that's going to be a lot of like pose for the camera close up here and then one across the stage and then do a little combo over there. Like that is sort of training for something they are actually going to practically have to do more than, let's face it, they're going to have to actually dance jazz.
Oh, definitely. And just the ability to stand out in a routine that isn't necessarily amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just like you're doing kind of just an okay dance, but you're doing the exact same thing as everybody else. Like you still have to be able to draw voters' eyes to you.
Yeah. And I did find it, even though it was like actually specifically not jazz, I did like the parts where they divided it into their own genres, because it helped me just differentiate people and remember who was who and spot some interesting trends. Like obviously we have two tap dancers. That's pretty normal. Mm-hmm. No hip hop women at all.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting and something I hadn't picked up
on. Two male, not only more than two hip hop, I don't know how many male hip hoppers we had in the top 10, but certainly more than two, at least three, but two of them were animators specifically and no women, which is so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Like if you get all break dancers, it's a little like, okay, that's really, really heavily men, but like a lot of women dance hip hop.
Yeah,
I want to say there were six hip hop dancers doing the Mandy Moore group routine, and there were no women. I thought that was
zero women. Yeah,
yeah.
Meanwhile, and then there was 1,000
more people
who
identified as jazz. Pardon me, say that again.
Yeah, 1,000 ballroom dancers. It felt like through the academy, felt like there were a lot of them.
Yes,
this year.
There were a lot this year, and also just to jump ahead a little bit, like this, I think the ballroom dancers are the best dancers this year. Like they're nailing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say that. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't connect with a couple of these ballroom women, but.
Yeah. Well, Jensen's a hard sell. But I will say I don't want to jump ahead, but I thought she was fantastic in this last episode. So maybe my heart is melting towards her. Maybe not. I'd like her to talk less. Not because she talks a lot, just because I don't like her voice. Both of those are problematic statements, I know, but whatever. Whatever. I like Magda so much. I've been in on Magda since the moment she showed up. I just love her. And Cole's interesting. I don't know how much I love his personality, but boy, can the boy dance.
Yeah. So let's just get into it. So we have these top 20 are chosen, and I take issue with this format, with this twist, as you will, because they pick the top 20, and the whole season, not only are we as viewers thinking, oh, great, we're going to have a classic top 20, which we haven't had seemingly in forever. No all-stars, just like we're going to have a normal formatted season. If it were up to me, we would do it really old school where someone picks a partner at the beginning and then they dance with that partner for like many weeks. I always really liked that. And you vote for the
like season. I think that when did that come in? Season two or three?
They definitely did it in season two because Allison and Ivan were my vote getters.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. I think that started in season two. Yeah.
No, but I think that weren't Nick and Melody partners? Maybe not. I feel like that was a thing from season one, but I could be totally wrong.
I think that I might be wrong, but I think I remember in season one people just pulling the same people over and over again, but I also very well could be wrong. Blake and Ashley dance together all the time. So,
right.
Yeah, maybe they did have partners. I don't remember.
Yeah, so we as viewers thought we were getting that, but also the dancers thought that, and I don't understand the point of pulling the old switcheroo on them where they're all excited that they're going to be on live TV and have that much more exposure, and then Nigel is like, actually, five more girls and five more guys are getting cut, and we're going to do only a top 10. Like, what's the point of this?
Well, yeah, certainly, like, not telling the dancers did feel a little bit cruel, and it felt like some producer was like, it'll get a really good reaction. We'll get such good drama. But like, again, and I talk about this all the time with reality TV, that's the producer's misunderstanding why we're watching the show.
Right.
Like, we're not here for their pain. We really aren't. I don't really understand the point of telling the dancers or not telling the dancers unless they literally didn't know. I think sometimes they make changes as they go. This kind of thing, like the academy and all that stuff, was recorded ages ago, so maybe they just were like making it up on the spot. Who knows? I do think the top 10 thing is a pure money thing, and the show has so little money at this point that I will let them do whatever they have to do in terms of cutting their budget so that they get to stay on the air, because these 1-hour episodes that we don't like, these top 10s that we don't like, all that kind of stuff, I do think pretty cleanly suggests budget cuts.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I just feel like I'm fine with the top 10. And maybe they were trying to kind of inject that drama of the academy that we kind of missed, because you can't figure out who anybody is before they go home. Now it's like, okay, I've got kind of I'm rooting for some of these people to make it. And then I have the heartbreak of someone getting cut, at least to a certain extent, because I've kind of sat with them for a little bit and know who they are before they get cut. So maybe that was their goal, to kind of make up for how quick Academy is. But I did like how they did this, where they do a dance. It's a little unfair for this to be just like how you do in this one dance, just because I thought some of the choreography was way better than some of the others. But it was really fun. I thought their choice of all-stars was bomb. I loved seeing some of these people back. So this was at least very fun to eliminate them rather than just do like a group choreography round like they do for the rest of the Academy.
Yeah, I actually loved this round. You know, I don't, because I wasn't, I'm not paying a ton of attention to this season. I watched it all in one day. It's sort of, it am not right at the forefront of my mind. A very, very concerned with Bachelorette. I think that this was actually quite helpful because I was feeling a little bit lost in terms of who was there, and I missed that one episode and I didn't know everybody. A couple of people I recognized because they'd been in previous years or whatever. Then so I had touched on people, but for the most part, I was a little lost. Now I really am very confident with these 10 people. Like, I know exactly who we've got going in. And I think that that helps clarify. And while it does feel really fast to be down to only 10 people left, I like knowing who I've got. And I think I'd rather let go of one of them a week at this point than have 20 and have to keep track of that many people for the first couple of weeks when I don't know them yet and eliminate two. So I'm fine with that. But especially because I really did love this round. I thought this was cool. It was interesting to see we had, I think, what I would call maybe tier two, although we had both Travis and Mandy were doing it. But for the most part, it was kind of like tier two choreography choices.
Hey, I think Tyce DiIorio is this point a top tier choreographer.
Well, okay, I actually would argue Tyce and Brian used to be top tier choreographers and now are used on the show as second tier because they don't come back very often. They did good work though. But like, who was this ballroom lady? Like,
who? Okay,
we did get Stacey Lord, and then we didn't talk about the fact that we had Stacey Lord, and she did some of our favorite work last year. So I would have liked. A little bit more like, hi, I'm Stacey Lord.
But would have loved a little bit of that.
Yeah, just a little bit. The choice of all stars was interesting, especially the women. Well, of course you loved it. The women especially were like all old school. Like, it was season like, two, season three, season who? Four.
Yeah.
Actually season five and season seven. That was it. Next question, who the heck is Jonathan?
I was about to say, I don't want anybody to get mad at me listening. So our first contestant, we'll get into it. So we here have Hannah Lee Cabanilla. She's a contemporary dancer and she has a salsa with a man named Jonathan, who allegedly was on season five. I have no idea who this person is.
I know. I have I like to think I have a pretty good memory for that era of the show.
Yeah,
I love season five. Season five was the Janine Mason season. One of though she's not necessarily dancing all the time, I would say she's probably one of the most successful, if not the most successful winner of the show. She's like an actual actress who's actually doing things. She was on Grey's Anatomy. They sent her away. I feel like she's now got a new show or something. She was on Bunheads. But anyway, it was a great season. Philip Shabib was in that season. She was Janine's partner. Kayla, who was an amazing dancer, who probably should have won, but nobody liked her. Great season. I don't remember Jonathan existing. He seems to be a Latin specialist.
Apparently.
He's got some really interesting hair choices happening. Maybe that's why we don't recognize him. Maybe he had like short hair or something.
Yeah. So I'm looking at his promo photo from season five. He definitely had very different hair, but I've still never seen this person in my life.
What's his name? Like, Jonathan what?
Jonathan Platero.
Platero.
So they showed him and I was like, oh, he must have won like Canadian So You Think You Can Dance or something. And then they were like, no, he's been on the show. So he got married recently.
This guy's vaguely familiar looking, I will say. He's so young in these photos.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got him and he's going to dance with Hannah Lee. And I will say of all of the people who made it to the top 20, Hannah Lee is the number one person that I was rooting for. She didn't get very much screen time. I don't remember her audition, honestly. But she was the one person that anytime she was in a group shot, like whether they showed just like a little clip of her solo or like they showed her like doing the rounds or picking up the choreography or whatever, she always stood out to me. I think she's an absolutely incredible dancer. And this salsa was freaking amazing. I know it was all lifts and not that much dance, but it was amazing.
Okay, interesting. I'm feeling a little distant from Hannah Lee at the moment, so that bodes well for drafting. I think
yes, we are going to do a draft at the end of the episode, but we want to go through everybody first. Yeah. And make sure that everybody knows who everybody is, and also we are not going to try to strategically steal people from each other, and even if we wanted to do that, I think that Kelly and my favorites will overlap not at all anyway.
Well, so I was, when I was watching the episode, I was like worried. I was like, I don't know. I feel like the good ones are obvious, but maybe not. Maybe because she's obviously a very good dancer. I'm just not really excited about her yet. I feel like I don't know her. Maybe it's because I missed that one episode. I don't remember her audition at all. Maybe that would be helpful to remember her audition. I do not at all predict I will dislike her. I just don't really know who she is. She seems cute. I think that she definitely deserved her spot in the top 10. And I did think she was like one of the slam dunk people who I would have been very surprised if she didn't get in. But there was another person who I, going into this round, thought that was true too, and they're not there. So you never know.
Yeah. Well, so I don't feel like I know or understand her in any level, but right now what we have to go on are these 20 partner dances that we saw. And for me, it was mostly about just like which of these dancers makes me feel something. And she just moves in a way like she is moving through water. I just love the way her body moves, and I'm just very excited to see her dance. So I'm all in on Hannah Lee.
Is she the one that Travis said he's excited to work with her?
Maybe. I remember him saying that. I don't remember who that was about.
Travis, by the way, looking fantastic with that hair and glasses combo.
Oh, yeah.
With the light hair, brown beard, which I didn't think I'd like, but like was working. Anyway, not on topic, but just shout out to Travis's face.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of like, you know, congratulations on everyone for still being incredibly hot.
Yeah.
Like since the last time I saw you with these all-stars. So yes, Hannah Lee has an amazing salsa and she makes it through. Next we have Magda Fialik. I remember her from last year. Woo-hoo! Vaguely. She has never really been my favorite, but she totally won me over with this routine. She's with Robert for a contemporary routine and it's completely beautiful. She sells it with the face acting, which I was not expecting from her. So I'm in on Magda.
I love Magda. She's the one person I remember talking about on our previous episode that I just went on and on and on about my love of Magda. She was the one who auditioned with the trio, with Kiki's brother and Alan, Alan of Epic Mediocrity fame. And Kiki's brother was eliminated in the episode I didn't see fame.
We did not see any, there was no mention of him.
Oh, he just disappeared, eh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I was wondering about him too, and like kind of looking for him. But
did you see him, or maybe did he not show up to Academy?
I truly don't know. It could be either.
Interesting.
Yeah. So someone let us know. We have some more eagle-eyed listeners than me, very jet-lagged watching the episode.
Eagle-eyed listeners who were watching the show really closely, and also like Instagram stalkers, because you know y'all are great at that. Let us know where Kiki's brother is and what's happening there. Because he was the third member of the trio. They did talk about him less than Alan, though, but still. I liked
him. Alan was definitely around.
Yeah.
Got some screen time.
Yeah, so Magda was that person. She was also originally Kiki's partner, and she kept talking over him, which I loved, because if you have a boring person sitting next to you all the time, you have to talk over them or else your life is boring. I love her. I think she's got a gigantic personality, which I love in women specifically, because on TV so often they do not have giant personalities. I think she's hot as hell. I think she's a great dancer. I'm just really into Magda, and I hope she does really, really well. And I'm excited that my favorite is a ballroom dancer. I don't remember the last time that happened because I watch also Dancing with the Stars, and they just, like, at a certain point, it's so much that when I'm on Dance with the Stars, or when we get to see Think and Dance, I'm like, I really want somebody, anything but ballroom. But I'm so into Magda. Yay, Magda. And this was an amazing routine. Fantastic. This was Mandy. Is that right? Yeah, Mandy. Which was a lucky draw. Like, this, you're right with what you said earlier, was like the choreography and even the All-Stars, like, there was definitely luck involved in this round. And I gotta say, pulling not just Mandy but Robert is lucky, because that's a plus All-Star situation right there. And also, I mean, even just like her costume with the like men's shirt thing, fantastic. Great work all around. Love me some Magda.
So, update. Marcus's Instagram is private.
What? Ew, so, what kind of public figure does that? And maybe he doesn't think he's a public figure.
I guess he's not really a public figure. He's only got 847 followers.
But he could be. His brother is a thing. And he looks just him. So just do that.
And you know who else is a thing? Koine and Kiki still going strong.
Interesting.
I check on them once in a while.
Yeah, Koine, sure, Kiki, they're okay. And I'm assuming Lex and
Taylor.
Oh man, thank you. I forgot Taylor's name for a second there.
I feel like Taylor is like one of those like Becky names that if I can't remember like some random white girl's name, Taylor is like a good guess.
It's like Lauren on The Bachelor. Ben Higgins tells a fabulous story of somebody literally saying to him, "What's my name?" and he didn't know, and he just guessed, and he said Lauren, and it was right.
Yeah,
because there were four Laurens on his season.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, speaking of Lex, who did Lex dance with? Well, I just want to say before, because I'm going to forget otherwise. Lex told whoever it was he was dancing with that they needed to be more expressive and put more emotion in their dancing. And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed, laughed, laughed.
It was Stephanie Sosa.
Oh, poor Stephanie Sosa to get that advice from Lex. Oh, the hypocrisy is crippling.
We will get to that. I have to go in order. I know I'm gonna skip people.
Okay.
It's hard for me to remember who these people are.
We were on Magda.
Yeah. Any other comments on Magda? She does make it.
She's just the queen of my heart. That's all.
Yeah.
Just casual. Just nothing.
Next we have Dana Madison. She's gonna do a cha-cha with Paul. And honestly, I found this a little forgettable.
Yeah, this was pretty whatever. Love to Paul, though. Always with the loving of Paul.
Paul is shorter than seemingly every woman he has ever been next to.
Yes, which I find very interesting because he's not. Yeah, he's not an ideal all-star because he is fairly short. They do, however, pair him with women who are on the taller side, and then they don't limit their heels the way. Remember when was it named Evan, the Broadway guy? I think it was him that this came up with, but there've been a couple boys over the years where it's been then discussed the fact that the women would just not wear heels or they would wear really short heels or whatever because they were dancing with a short person. They don't seem to do that with Paul. They just seem to like give him the whole person and he just handles it and he never looks like he's straining. He always handles his lifts. He always like he can handle a woman who's bigger than him, which I find fascinating and awesome. And Paul.
Yeah, it's also great because they don't have the pressure of like, well, he's not the one who's going to get votes. So if viewers are watching it and is like, he looks weird, like next to a girl shorter than him, like it doesn't matter. So that is good.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that people weren't watching it and be like, ew, he looks so weird. He's so short. Like, Paul
well,
is
I
great.
Don't know, because I think because the teens, they vote for the hottest guy a lot of the time. And I think that being teenagers and not understanding that masculinity is varied and comes in many forms, they might be thrown off by him being short.
Yeah, but I think the teenagers they don't necessarily. They like the young looking guy. Remember, they were all into David Archuleta.
They meaning me personally. And I still haven't forgiven anyone who voted for David Cook.
Sure. History has proven you a little bit wrong on that one. But like, don't worry about it. We're not talking about American Idol.
I disagree.
Okay. Sure, you do. That's fine. And you're wrong. You're not. Yeah. Anyway, it's not a Lambert situation. But they like, you know, he looks really young. He's quite small. He's like boy bandy looking, and all those guys are short. Whereas, yeah, like, you know, who's really unpopular with voters? Robert Roldan. And that is a tall, handsome, a giant, everything, yeah, man. So
that's because when you're 12, Robert is like, he looks like inaccessibly old. So the people who kind of look like children are hotter to you, even though, like, once I was maybe like 16, 17, whenever Robert season was airing, or whenever he was an All-Star. I don't know. I just remember one time looking at Robert and be like, yep.
Well, like, yeah, but there just aren't that many who look young and are also super tall. I guess Ivan was like an example of that. Yes. I don't know. I think if I was really young and voting entirely with my, like, he's cute brain, I might have voted for Paul. He's not my type at all, but there's something magnetic about him. We talked about this the entirety of last year about how my love of Paul is inexplicable and wonderful. But I like him. I like him so much. I think it's awesome that he can dance without blinking with these women who are all taller than him and, like, larger than him. Like, they have, like, bigger muscles and wider shoulders, and they're just like, he's like handling it. I love it so much. He's so kind and lovely and can handle his stuff. Like, it go Paul. But this was more boring. Yeah. And who cares?
Yeah, I'm not mad that Dana did not make it through. I have really very little to say about this.
Yeah, about, I also strongly feel she needs to tie her hair back sometimes. But I also feel this very strongly about Allison Holker. I don't understand why her hair is always flopping around. Just get it out of your face.
I would like to say something about Lex's Instagram presence, because I was making sure that he was still with Taylor, which he is as of July 8th.
Okay.
So they are still together. Lex has done this thing forever, since as far as I can scroll down, where he posts two photos and then a video, so that his entire Instagram is still photos on the right and left, and the entire middle column is all videos when you look at it in the grid form.
Strategic.
That's like, that's very cool, and something that would not be cool if he hadn't been doing it for as long as he has. Like, he has really been keeping this up. It's like how Beyonce always posts photos so that it looks good in a grid.
Does she?
Wow.
You mean, yeah, her social media manager does. Because, like, come on.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like her Instagram account, she always posts like the number of photos that will look cool on the grid.
Really? I've never been to Beyonce's Instagram. I don't know if that's like makes me weird or whatever, but I've never.
Yeah, well, it's just before. it's a thing that she'll do sometimes. Not always.
Oh,
but, yeah,
I see. Yeah, where like these flags are, they make a larger photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when Facebook had for a while this thing where your most recent five photos created a sort of banner at the top of your profile? It was before cover photos.
No, before cover. I don't remember that.
Yeah. And I know a guy who used like the positioning of the profile picture, which was slightly larger, and then this banner, and he set it up and put them up in an order so that it created like a weird collage of his face.
Yeah. I think it's clever when people do stuff like that. So good on you, Lex.
Oh, this is a positive thing. I thought this was a thing about how Lex is maybe like a little bit obsessive. But sure.
No, I think it's fun.
I do also think him and Taylor will never break up, because like, what are they going to fight about?
That's exactly how I feel about like Ari and Lauren. It's like, what are they going to argue about? They don't have convictions. They don't have personalities.
Okay,
like,
we don't know if they have convictions or not. Let's like.
I feel less that way about Taylor and Lex, because they are like dance teenagers, and they might grow into like adults with like
dance adults,
you know, thoughts and ideas and things like that. I think Lauren and Ari have reached their developmental apex.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, all right. We're going to be nicer to Ari and Lauren because we don't know them.
We don't know Lex and Taylor either.
This is true, but Ari and I don't know. I just think that it's really annoying when people are like, he's been banned from Minnesota or whatever. I'm like, you can't strip him of his rights because he was on The Bachelor. Anyway,
I am not making any sort of judgment about his like him as a good or a bad person. I just think that he is a
convictions.
I think he's a vapid person. Okay. I think he's a dumb person.
Okay, whatever. He's on the Bachelor.
Why are you allowed to say it about these poor, beautiful teens, and I can't say it about these adults?
Well, you can say that they're like annoying and that they feel like they're lying to you all the time. That's fine, Jenna. Don't know that they don't have any convictions. That's not information you are able to have.
Right, but I'm saying the exact same thing that you are about Taylor and Lex, where it's just like, I don't know what they're going to fight about.
No,
because like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, I will let you in that, but I'm saying that because they're like nice, kind of boring people. Like why they, you know. Yeah, no, you are absolutely allowed to say whatever you want about Taylor Lex. Except that they don't have convictions. We don't know that.
I'm not saying that about Taylor and Lex. I'm saying that about Ari and Lauren.
Right. Yeah, that's
anyway.
I think that they will never break up ever because they are just like pleasant, nice, lovely, and they have very compatible lives. And good for them. Good, good.
And they're both so hot.
Are they? So. I think neither of them is
hot.
My
God.
So there's that. So moving on.
So we have Genesee Castillo. She is someone who struggled a few times during the Academy pretty visibly. Was not really my favorite either, but was another person I kind of turned around on because I really liked this Hip Hop Dance with Fiction.
I don't really have anything to say to Genesee, really, which is what they said to JJ, which made me laugh a whole bunch. I was like, that's so weird. We don't have anything to say to you. But I don't have anything to say to Genesee. I don't quite understand why she's in the top 10, to be honest. I don't think this was a particularly strong group of women. I think everyone, well, there's one person I would have swapped her out for, but I didn't feel really strongly about any of the women who were cut, and there are a couple who are in there who I was like, okay, you're fine, I guess. And she was one of them. I've never seen her be extraordinary. I have seen her drop the ball. But that could change. Maybe she's amazing and I haven't seen it yet. We've been over this, but I do not like Fiction as an all-star at all.
I know.
I'm so fine. I would happily watch Fiction dance solo all day. That's fine. And that's exactly the problem. It's ridiculous that every time he dances, the judges have to say, you were standing next to Fiction and that made it harder for you, because that's not because Fiction's so good, because that doesn't happen with Twitch. And who is better than Fiction?
Fiction
and
doesn't
like,
give.
Come at me if you don't think Twitch is better than Fiction. Yeah, but he purposely outshines the person he's working with and it annoys me. And I think he's a terrible all-star. But this was a cute dance and I enjoyed watching Fiction dance it, because you better believe I watched Fiction the entire time. Because he's a bad all-star.
Oh, I thought Genesee was very good in this.
I liked her hair twirly thing.
Her make it.
That was good.
Yes.
She did some good hair twirls.
Next up, we have Brianna Penrose. She is the female tapper. Loved her in the group routine. Apparently, the judges did not like her final solo. We didn't actually see that. We just see like a flashback of the judges not liking it. She's going to do contemporary with Brandon, because sure. Nice to see you, Brandon.
I really don't like Brandon. Never liked Brandon.
Oh, really?
No.
I don't have strong feelings. I was just like, oh, sure. She's clumsy in this. It's like the complicated lifts are like not really working and she's not really completing the movements and Brandon outshines her. And I am predisposed to root for the tapper. I was not sad to see her not make it.
Yeah, no, I think she deserved to not make it. We only need one tapper in the finals, and Evan's way better. Do think that, like, tap is, I mean, you can make an argument for hip hop. You can even make an argument for ballroom. But, like, I think tap is the hardest specialty to then try and transition, especially because hip hoppers get all of that credit for not being trained. That, like, it's always like, oh, but you've never been trained. Tappers have trained so extensively, but even if they've never trained in any other genre, because they've trained so hard in their own genre, it's like expectations kind of screw them over. But they're like, everything about tap dancing and the like physical logistics of tap dancing does not prepare you for pointing your toe and like keeping the energy in your arm straight to the fingertip and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just not, it's so different. And so of course she was clunky and awkward in this. It was like, you could tell she was a tap dancer. You're right, she should have gotten cut. You're right, she was great in the group number. And I just think Brandon is annoying. And he was one of those people in his season who like really strongly felt he should win his season. And like, that always annoys me. And I remember him once saying, because he talked about his biceps a lot, because that's what annoying people do, is talk about their biceps. And I remember him saying, people ask me all the time what my workout routine is, and I just tell them I lift girls. That's all I lift. I just lift girls. And I'm like, ew. I mean, that's funny and probably true, but like still, ew.
Yeah, it's a little icky. Yeah. So just a last note about tap. I think like one of the major problems is just like this binary of like stage versus street or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like tap doesn't make sense because tap is such a street dance, but then also something that people go to studios for since they're 2 years old. It just like totally depends like what your tap background is. Mm-hmm. And I think because this show treats it as one of those studio dance forms, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't get any credit for crossing over into street. Or if you were to treat it as more of like a street performance art, it still wouldn't get the same credit transitioning into like contemporary or ballet or whatever, because it's like, oh, well, they've probably like had training. And I think that's a problem. I think that tap is just a weird genre that people can't categorize it. And that makes it so that they don't get the same leeway that other people do when they're working outside their genre.
Related, there is a movie about step dancing on Netflix right now called Stepsisters.
Okay, work. That sounds great.
Just everybody go watch it. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it.
As someone who loves terrible puns as titles, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah. Oh, it's about sorority sisters. That's the other thing. So it's like a black sorority step dancing stepsisters.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. I will watch that. So the next person we have is Chelsea Huff. She also has Jonathan, our favorite all-star, for a salsa. And this has sold me on Jonathan, because I felt like both of his routines were really, really good. And it's tough with the direct comparison between Chelsea and Hannah Lee, I think, because it's the same all-star in the same style, and a couple of people will have this problem. But I think that she deservedly ends up making it. She wasn't, you know, number one on my list, but I'm happy to see her here.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with Chelsea. I like Chelsea. I thought she did a great job. She's much taller than Hannah Lee. I think that is harder somehow. She's got a really long torso, which is a weird thing to say, I know, but it means that her limbs are not like where all of her height is coming from, which I think makes it harder. I think she's cool. I remember her from last year entirely because her name is Chelsea Huff.
Right.
Yeah, I like Chelsea a lot. I think that I was expecting her to be in the top 10. I'm glad she is in the top 10. And I think she's going to end up somewhere in the middle of the pack, but I think she's going to provide some good stuff along the way.
Yeah, very beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
So next up, we have the aforementioned Stephanie Sosa, who was told by Lex to perform better in her face. So her brother / partner got cut right at the start of the academy, apparently. I'm not sure we were even really shown that. I forgot that she was the one who auditioned with her brother. And I don't have too much to say about this. She doesn't really seem to know what to do with her hands. Like, she has all this amazing body control for this contemporary routine, but because of the ballroom background, like, there just seems to be some things that she is either thinking too hard about or just letting go. There's a lot of anticipatory movement. Like, she's not finishing movements before she goes to the next place. Mostly I'm just happy and disturbed to report that I'm still extremely attracted to Lex. And that's what I got out of this.
Ugh, God, you're such an alien to me. I completely don't understand. Lex, whatever. I did think it was really cute, though, when they asked her how it was dancing with Lex. And they meant, like, because he won last year. And she's just like,
I got to dance with someone who wasn't my brother. It was sexy. And it's just like, made me laugh so much. Because I think, like, the way she said that, it seemed to me she'd never danced with someone who wasn't her brother. And I'm like, oh my God. Ugh, imagine if they'd given you someone other than Lex. Like, what if you'd gotten a dance with, like...
like, Dimitri, and you just explode.
Oh, fuck, I don't like... oh, shoot. Now I shouldn't say that on the podcast. Sorry, everyone. I don't like Dimitri at all. But you're crazy.
I was just thinking of a hot ballroom person.
Oh, ballroom person. All the other ballroom people.
Oh, yeah, I guess she would have danced outside of her style. If she had danced with, like, Robert.
Yeah, or, like, yeah, they did not, I gotta say, the male all-stars they chose this round, all deeply questionable, in my opinion, except for Robert. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I like Paul, but, like, he's not, come on.
Like, yeah.
That is not a top-tier all-star choice. Whereas, then Allison was there, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
So she didn't have, like, a ton of great all-star options, but I guess maybe Lex was the best. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, she was so excited. It was so cute. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no issue with her, but was not crushed that she didn't make it, because this was really just okay.
Yeah, this was fine. They had three ballroom girls in the top five, or in the top 10 girls. Mm-hmm. They couldn't have all of them. She was
right.
Weakest one, I guess.
I think pretty, if we're just going by this round, I think pretty categorically she was the worst of the three.
Oh yeah,
girls.
If we're just going by this round, yes, and we're trying really, really, really hard to get over my prejudice against Jensen, then
we're really trying.
We're trying so hard.
So next we have Sydney Maas, who we just saw nothing from throughout the Academy. She's going to do a cha-cha with Paul, choreographed by Dimitri, who is also still extremely fine.
He's gotten handsomer. I will say he has gotten handsomer. And I think he had like a decent number of buttons done up on his shirt today. And it was like,
So this choreography is like, it somehow still looks like a contemporary routine on her body. Like, it just didn't, there's no hips to speak of. Like, there was not the movement where it needed to be to make this an actual cha-cha. This is one of my least favorites of the whole day.
I think this was probably my least favorite too. I got nothing from Sydney. Whatever.
Yeah. So she doesn't make it. RIP. next we have Emily Carr.
Okay. This is the interesting
get fired
one
up.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah, so she is so adorable, and the judges love her. She's going to do some hip-hop with Fiction, and I just love her energy. I love the way she moves, and she has so much stage presence, and then she doesn't make it, and I think it's ridiculous. Yes. This is the only one in either gender that I am so mad about.
Can we please blame Fiction? Please?
Oh, like, yeah, we can.
Because, like, this was crazy to me. It wasn't the greatest performance, but it was a perfectly fine performance. They loved her going into this episode. So, like, it was entirely based on her being decent, not brilliant in this performance. That's crazy. She should have Genesee's spot 10 times over.
I agree, because it was the same thing where, like, they came in and I really liked both of their hip hop performances. I can't be mad at Genesee for what she did. I thought that they were both, like, completely acceptable hip hop performances with Fiction, but I felt like Emily had more credit coming in, and Genesee's was not so significantly better that she earned that spot over Emily.
Yeah.
So I completely agree.
I agree. I will say her and Fiction are exactly the same size.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. And they have both had their hair in braids, and, like, it looked purposeful. And I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah, it was so cute. And she, God. And what I'm not clear on about this top 20 to top 10 format is, like, are these people who got cut here, like, is Emily allowed to audition again next year?
Oh, yeah. If you don't make it to the live shows, you get to audition. In fact, they said that one of the guys who gets cut, who clearly was, like, they fought over it because he was so close and he probably should have made it. They specifically say their excuse is, we think he'll be better next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. So last up, we have our favorite Miss Colorado Miss whatever we thought her name was, Jensen Colorado. Arnold. She is going to do some jazz with Brandon, and she's obviously going to go through because the judges love her. I am also working hard to tease out what it is about her that I don't like, because I like Lindsay fine. I think it's maybe like the treating being cute as a stigma that annoys me when these blonde girls are like, I just had such a chip on my shoulder to prove that I'm not the sweet apple pie American girl, blah blah blah. It's like, okay, I'm sorry your life has been so hard that you're so adorable. Like, it's just
that's
not
so
like
true
it.
Oh, that's a really insightful that is deeply annoying. I
think that's why she's irritating to me.
Yeah, I also find I felt like the show has wanted her through before, and I think that the producers have been annoyed that she wasn't good enough to put through, and I think that they've been like, that there's a bit of a vibe on the show of we want Lindsay's sister. Mm-hmm. And I think that it makes me feel a little bit like, oh, but why? We don't always need, like, it's a little bit like Alyssa Riley or whatever her name was. Like it's just, we don't, someone's sister is not notable just because they're the sister of someone you like. They're not the same thing. Right. Like they cut Kiki's brother for no reason, I guess, or like, and that's good with like no fanfare or anything. But this idea right. of like, we'll get Lindsay back because we're like putting this like faux Lindsay. I'm like, no, Lindsay is a unique, special person by herself.
She's also gone. She is gone to ABC.
No, I meant like not like literal Lindsay, but like,
oh, yeah,
I do think they'll like film a segment with her or something. But like, Even like proxy Lindsay, like what, like the magic of Lindsay will live in her sister. I'm like, no. The magic of Lindsay belongs to Lindsay, and it has nothing to do with her DNA. And it has a lot to do like with her relationship with Whitney and things like that. Like you can't just put in a secondary version of somebody. And I really think that like the show has been pushing for this girl, because like it wasn't until this dance that I ever thought she was a good dancer.
Yeah,
I've always thought she was like a truly middle of the road, fine ballroom dancer. Yeah, she's very pretty, but who cares? Like, yeah, I felt like the show has been too high on her, and that always annoys me.
Yeah, and I think they're too high on her here, too. I have nothing bad to say about this dance, but I think to say it was the best performance of the day, I did not see.
Oh, I thought it was really, really good. I did think this was really, really good. I was very impressed with her.
I wish that she would flex her feet.
Oh, but you're more technical than me. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was very good. I thought that Hannah Lee's was by far the best performance of the day. But obviously not surprised to see Jensen go through here.
On like the promo package for the season, we knew she was getting through based on how in love with her the camera is.
Yeah. And I would say overall, apart from Emily, like if I were to pick the five that would go through, it probably would have been very close to the five that actually went through.
Yeah, I would just swap Hannah or Genesee for Emily, and then that's
Emily.
Five.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. That would be perfect. I would even if I really wanted it to be perfect, I would switch Jensen for Emily, but. That's my personal bias, not based on the actual facts of the matter, just who I would like to see.
Yeah, I would like her to like I thought this dance was excellent, and then she opened her mouth and did her little like, see, I'm more than you thought I was. And I was like, oh,
sexy.
God.
Yeah.
It's because no one was underestimating her like the entire time. Right. They've been like, you're gonna be so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a like Linda situation. Relax.
So moving on to the men and some more iconic all-stars, we have Cole Mills. He is a ballroom guy, and he actually fooled me during the contemporary round. He talks about how contemporary was his favorite round of the Academy. It was like his highlight, and I can see why, because I thought that he was a contemporary dancer.
Oh yeah, he's really good.
He's really good. And we have Jamie
with her curly hair intact, everyone. It went away for a few years there.
being choreographed by her lifelong friend Travis. Yeah. All of the stars aligned for Cole Mills. This is really so good to get this pair. I think.
Yeah, this was a good draw for him. Yeah, but he's also, he could have pulled anything, and I think he would have been really good. I think he's a real front runner.
I think I want to see him do hip hop because I don't remember him doing the hip hop round. Oh, I don't know.
That's fair. I also honestly don't remember him doing ballroom. Like, I don't know that I've seen his ballroom yet. I'm going to assume it's good. I've just seen him do contemporary and he's very good at it. Loved seeing Jamie. I think generally the men are way better than the women this year. I think this is a really good crop of men. One of the best we've had in a while, which makes me sound like Nigel, but whatever. All-star women were delightful to see. Weird, but delightful.
Yeah. I have one major bone to pick with the men overall, but we will get to it. I think also, did you notice that he had like an entire back piece tattoo? Yeah. Was I seeing that wrong?
Yeah, no, that's entire back. It looks like wings or something. Yeah,
for like a Latin ballroom dancer.
Yeah, because they're shirtless all the time. It is a bold move.
Yeah,
I like it though. At least for contemporary, I think it looks great. I don't know how it's gonna read in ballroom, but it looks great in a contemporary. Yeah. It's like moody and interesting. Yeah,
it's surprising because like I think of ballroom as so buttoned up.
A lot of like bad boys of ballroom, you know.
Ooh, that is gonna be my next favorite reality show.
Bad boys of ballroom
for the podcast, but, like, on the bad boys of ballroom.
Seriously though, think about like the iconic ballroom guys from this show and Dancing with the Stars. Like, they are not buttoned up nice guys. Like, there's literally just Paul and like maybe Pasha, but you know Pasha's up to some stuff. Like, it's just Paul's the only one who's like a Mr. Nice Guy. Everybody else is like a Chmerkovsky guy.
I was gonna say
Dimitri,
yeah.
Or like, come on.
I think, yeah,
the women, they're all from Utah, but the men, oh boy.
Yeah, Artem is one of those get you a man who can do both. I think that he could be either.
Artem is not a Mr. Nice Guy. Artem is a bad boy of ballroom if ever I saw one.
I love him. I just think of him in those glasses
with the white hair.
One dance.
Yeah.
Anyway, so next we have Cole Mills makes it through.
If he gets cut soon, I'm going to be really shocked. But it'll be because he did bad hip hop or something.
Yeah, something like that. So next we have Jay Dixonby.
Yes.
He is going to have a cha-cha with Chelsea Hightower.
What?
Hi, Chelsea. Yeah. What? Hello.
This was such a So You Think You Can, or a Dancing with the Stars took all of our ballroom women and we don't know what to do situation. Chelsea Hightower used to do Dancing with the Stars, but I don't know why she doesn't anymore.
Chelsea was one of my number one favorites on her season. I really liked her.
Yeah, she was really popular her season. She was, just to get it in there, everyone, Bleeding Love Lady.
Right. Of course, we haven't referenced Bleeding Love yet.
I don't even like Bleeding Love that much. I don't know why I do this. It's just, I think it was an important moment in the show's history.
Yeah. So he is a jazz dancer, technically from Detroit. Woo. Who choreographed this with Chelsea? Did she do it? I don't know.
Was that lady, that blonde lady that we like didn't learn her name? It's like Oksana or Electrona, or it's not Electrona, but it's like Elena
Electrona. Favorite cha-cha choreographer Electrona is here. He's great. He has some great fan kicks, which I love in anything, but especially randomly inserted into a cha-cha, but it works. I'm a huge fan of JJ Dixonby. I'm glad he made it through. I think he's going to be one of my favorites.
Oh yeah. JJ Dixonby. First of all, what a name. That is an all-time name. And even if like his name was Jason, going JJ, JJ Dixonby has got it figured out. He's fantastic. He's amazing. I love him so much. I don't have like a strong sense of his personality yet, but I don't care. I think he's awesome.
I think this was awesome. I think he's great. Chelsea Hightower, cool to see her again. She has like a little bit of a Leslie Murphy vibe, which is interesting for me. Yeah, no, she's cool. I like her. I love him. We're all good with Dixon Bay.
Okay. All in on Dixon Bay.
I just Googled Leslie Murphy. I don't know who this is.
Leslie Murphy. She was an old school Bachelor. Not old school. She's on Sean Lowe's season of The Bachelor. And then she did Winter Games. You didn't watch Winter Games?
No, I did not.
Winter Games is the single best thing the Bachelor franchise has ever done.
I heard it was really good.
It was amazing. She was with Dean. It was a whole thing. Anyway.
We're gonna have to have a whole segment called This Is Not a Bachelor Podcast.
Whatever. I strongly feel you should watch Winter Games. It was my favorite thing. And Team Canada won.
Oh, excellent.
Not like just the game, but like also just like life. They just won.
Life in general.
The season.
That's good. I always root for Canada. So next we have, I'm just going to say the guy that I'm mad at. We've got Slavish Pustavoyatov.
Sure.
Pustavoyatov. He's a hip hopper who like failed at the hip hop round and has not done anything impressive since, including this jazz with Allison to Tice Diorio. It's so stiff. I feel so strongly about him not making it. And the judges loved it. I don't understand.
Yeah, I found this confusing. I almost felt like they were watching it and were just like, oh, look, it's Ivan. Well, we have to let him through.
He's not
Ivan. Because it was like a hip hop boy dancing jazz with Allison. And
he's Russian.
Yeah, he's like Russian guy. Like, yeah, it just, I don't know. I did not love it. I think he seems like a nice enough kid. I'm not going to write him off yet, but there was definitely the guy with the hat deserved his spot for sure.
I don't know who the guy with the hat is, but I think that the next person that we're going to talk about is who I think deserved his spot. Justin Pham.
Oh,
I loved this. This is a contemporary dancer and he's going to do hip hop with Comfort. He's the guy whose parents are ballroom dancers, but he did really badly on the ballroom round. The judges gave him a lot of crap for it. Not this year, last year. He did fine on the ballroom round this year. I love this. And guess what, Kelly? It's time for me to talk about gender. Because I haven't done it all day.
No kidding. It's your favorite thing to do.
I know. But I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And just seeing these kind of juxtaposed next to each other, I think that the judges love it when it's a more conventionally masculine style like hip hop and someone like Slavik, who's a hip hop boy, he does a contemporary or a jazz or whatever, and he shows any amount of softness or vulnerability, the judges find that so impressive. But then when a contemporary guy, maybe like less of a traditionally masculine guy, has to do a hip hop style and he does it very well but doesn't perfectly blend in as a hip hop dancer, the judges hold it to such a high standard. And I think it just shows how much value they place on masculinity that it's like, oh my god, wow, he was a little bit vulnerable. And then a guy who does hip hop, if it's not perfect, they're like, oh, it wasn't heavy enough. It was too light. They use all these words like that. And it's just such a double standard that like men have to be hard hitting and it's impressive if they're not. And if they can't reach that standard, they get written off.
This is very, very true. You're absolutely right. I was a little bit surprised. Did we hear from all the judges on him at all or just Nigel?
Definitely Mary is the one who says that it should have been heavier. And then Nigel says, yeah, it was too light.
OK, so because these are problems that we associate heavily with Nigel, because like that is so true. He is obsessed. Like, you just know he loves JJ Dixon B and his just like hearty, masculine, contemporary style. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. This absolutely hurt Justin, who I actually thought I thought his stank face was fantastic.
Yeah, he was as in it as he could possibly be with his body.
Yes. I think that I thought their comments right after it were totally off base. I think I would not have let him through anyway, because there's somebody else I would have put in that Slavic spot. And I
I think Justin and Darius were after the same spot, and I think Darius beat him. Like, and I think he beat him on really fair territory. Like, I think it was like a fair matchup, and Darius is clearly very gay, and so, like, you know, there he had the same. I don't know if Justin's gay, but like they were on the same challenges in terms of like Nigel shit. Oh, sorry, my language. I'm so out of practice. But like with Nigel stuff, like with those things that are prejudices that like get in your way when you're dealing with Nigel, they had a similar set of challenges. They were both doing hip hop and Darius just flat out beat him. I do think that was the spot he was competing for and he lost it. If he had been competing for Slavic spot.
Yeah.
I do think he was better than Slavic. I think he, and their comments, I didn't think were fair. I thought he was really, really good. This is a problem across the entire series. It's always been a problem. Nigel has these weird ideas and he's always had them and he will always have them. And there's no fixing it until you just oust Nigel.
Yeah. And I agree that Darius was better than Justin, but I also don't think that they needed to compete for the same spot. Cause if we can have both Jensen and Magda for the girls, then like, I don't know. I feel like you should just send the best five through. And he was so much better than Slavic.
They needed a hip hop dancer in the whole season. They needed a hip hop dancer.
Yeah. And that sucks. Yeah. And there's just like all this stuff wrapped up in it about like Asian American masculinity as well. And just like, I was very, very annoyed by this because I really liked him and did not like Slavic at all. So having them go back to back was tough for me. And it's also all tied into this conversation of like who they give credit to for dancing outside of their style, like being really impressed with a hip hop dancer doing contemporary, but then holding contemporary dancers to a much higher standard with hip hop.
Yes.
Especially because hip hop is so much harder to take critique about where it's like, oh, you just didn't sit into it. Or whatever. Like, what does that mean, like, materially for a person trying to improve very quickly in a competition?
Yeah, that's very
like
true.
Pointing your feet, you can learn, you know, sitting in the pocket or whatever. You can't really learn that fast.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about this. I wouldn't have given them the spot, but I would have given him better feedback.
Yeah. So next we have Peyton Albrecht. He's a contemporary dancer who's going to do a cha-cha with Chelsea as well. I didn't hate this, but I have no strong feelings about it. We have more useless feedback about how he didn't have chemistry with Chelsea because this is not a romantic pairing. So like, I mean, I know what they mean, but it felt like, I don't know. It just felt like not a useful comment.
Yeah, that was a really stupid comment. it was not valuable in any way, but it's what they say when they don't have anything technical to say. But the problem was that he was too focused on the technical. I think this guy is such a like boring, middling contemporary guy who he was so full of himself too, which I did not appreciate. I don't like anybody who assumes they're gonna make it in, let alone someone who like assumes they're gonna win. I think he's the kind of like a bit of a Travis wannabe, and I just was like, no, this guy annoys me. Let's get rid of Peyton or whatever his name is.
Pass. Moving on. We have Kyle Bennett Jr. Is this the person you're upset about not getting the spot?
No, well, I would have been happy as a clam for him to take the spot. Like him or the guy with the hat, whose name I don't remember, who's the other hip hop guy. I think they were both really good. They were both way better than Slavic, and we can't have a top 10 without a hip hop person. So like,
I think of Dustin, who is the other one, Dustin, Kyle, and Slavic. I think my picks would have been Kyle, then Dustin, then Slavic.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think I you know, switch the top two, don't switch the top two. I like them both. Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah, so Kyle last year made it right to the very end and was actually cut in favor of Koine.
No. Desi.
No?
Desi.
Yes, they showed it very quickly and I could not help.
It was team fiction is why.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yes, so he's an animator. He is with Lauren Froderman, these all-stars, like a randomizer.
She was like the newest school all-star they had for the women's season 7.
Yeah, have not seen Lauren in a long time. So they're going to do contemporary with Travis. I really liked this. There were some little mistakes. I couldn't really tell if they were his part or Lauren's part. There were just like a couple of weird connections. But it made me feel something and I didn't care about the mistakes. And I really like this. I'm very sad that Kyle didn't go through.
Yeah, this was lovely. We just saw total consensus. They made a mistake on the hip hop.
Yeah.
End of story. I think that they were giving Slavik some credit that I don't know. And maybe we're not seeing something. He seemed like a lovely guy. So there's something there. And we're going to change our minds. Who knows? But generally from just having watched this episode, I think either Dustin or Mark, what's this guy's name? Kyle would have been. I thought this was lovely. This was, you know, not a lot to it, but lovely.
Yeah. Lauren, beautiful dancer.
Yes. Nice to be very beautiful, forgettable dancer. Yes.
I like her. I like her hair darker.
Yes, I agree with that.
So next we have Evan DeBenedetto, one of the few people that I remember from his audition. He's doing contemporary with Allison and Brian Friedman and Brian Friedman's ostentatious blue hat. And
Brian
they're
Friedman
gonna do
is
it.
The funniest person alive.
They do it to a Shoshana Bean song, former Elphaba in the house. It's very good. It's very good. I really, really, really like Evan and probably would have liked him no matter what he did. But I really enjoyed this. Yeah,
this was fantastic. I'm high on Evan in general. I liked this routine a lot. Blah, 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 blah. Justice for Evan, though, because this is the guy that got cut completely unfairly because Gabby had pre-selected Lex. This is like my story of the season is justice for Evan because that made me so mad. It was like so inherently because like the other person where this happened was Concrete and he didn't come back and Jenna saved him. Like he was going to be cut anyway. Like that was a little different.
Yeah.
This guy deserved to go through because like Fiction just plain old picked Desi over Kyle, like on a totally fair grounds. He's like, I think this person's a more interesting dancer. I'm going to go with this person. That's totally
also
fair.
Like if it's a tie, I think the opposite sex thing kind of broke that for a lot of people.
Yeah. That was a totally fair. He made a call.
Right.
No problem there. Kyle just lost. This was a ridiculous, unfair nonsense moment. And I am like, justice for Evan. And I want him to go so far. I want him to take Zach Everhart's crown as best tap boy ever. I'm in. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. I am in on Evan as well. Yeah. I forgot that he was the one that was cut by Gabby.
Oh, yeah. No, you'll be hearing about it some more from me.
Oh, my God. So Dustin Payne is another animator and obviously I'm feeling at this point he and Kyle are not both gonna go through, so that sucks, but I'm happy with either one. And then you know that didn't happen and neither of them went through. So he's gonna do jazz with Jamie and Tice DiOrio. Honestly, a dynamic duo.
Mm-hmm.
I love both of those people.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, right?
Yeah, I thought this was very good. I'd have to watch again to determine whether I really think him or Kyle should have gone through, but definitely him or Kyle should have gone through.
Yes.
I felt bad for this guy. This is the guy that they said, we think you'll be better next year. To me, that sounded like an excuse. I think he looks very ready this year. And they just made a weird call and explained it away by saying, we think you'll be better next year.
Yeah. Next we have Alan Genkin.
Whatever.
He's the ballroom guy whose final solo was horrendous. It was so bad they showed it. It was one of the only solos they showed in its entirety, just so we could all point and laugh, essentially. That still goes through the top 20. And he's doing jazz with Lauren and with Tice. I mean, it's good, I guess. I just feel already completely biased about, like, there had to be people.
Yeah.
Who were just as good and then also didn't do terrible final solos.
Yeah. I think this generally with all the people, and this has came up with Genesee too, like the people who really drop the ball through Academy Week and then they're still like, but you'll have to pull it up for next round. Like, just cut them. Like,
yeah, it's fine.
Like, I think Benji once had to dance for his life. With that one exception, I feel like the people who win this show are the people who are the best the whole way through. And then,
or Gabby, who didn't even make it to Academy on her first audition.
Oh my God. Yeah, but like, I don't like Gabby right. that much. But yeah, so, but yeah, there, but then after that, she like, so they didn't do a lot of like, you really let me down this week. Like, no, if someone's on the line, if they're middling, they're not, they don't stand out. Like, just get rid of them. This guy, we talked about him a lot in our first episode. It was like they looked at three dancers and picked the one that I was the least interested in and said, you, you're special. And I felt like I was being gaslighted when I was watching. Gaslit? Gaslighted? I don't know. When I was watching that his first audition, they were going on and on and on about this guy. I was like, I literally, this person is just fine. And they've been doing that all season and making excuses for him. And thank God he's gone because he's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So at least there was some justice in the world.
I do appreciate, though, if you like start to panic and like think you're doing badly, just like take your shirt off as an instinct. Just like, what's going on in this guy's life?
It's a ballroom survival instinct.
Apparently.
For these men.
He was just like, I'm losing them. I'm losing them. Ah, shirt.
Maybe he was having an anxiety attack because sometimes people want to take their clothes off. When that happens, maybe. He needed to breathe.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Alan Genkin. You will never be the best ballroom Alan in this
Oh, I love Alan. Oh, he's so sweet. Did he get a partner in Dancing with the Stars sports?
I did not watch Dancing with the Stars sports.
I didn't watch either. I just was like, oh, Jenna's going to win. End of story. But like, I bet he got a partner. I love that Alan kid. He's so smiley.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they let Jenna have one. So
and then she won. And so now we're stuck with her forever.
Still like Jenna. Engaged.
Engaged to Val. That was inevitable, though. He's like obsessed with her. He was going on and on and on and on. I was like, okay, well, either she's going to smash you into little pieces or you're going to get engaged. So I'd rather him not be smashed into little pieces. I feel like I don't want to see that. So this is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Good, we'll just good live for with those reality. Crazy kids. Their first dance at their wedding will be fun for them.
It's like, I feel like Twitch and Allison just like swayed. Like, I think they just like did a dance.
The one girl from my high school class who is married, I was not invited to her wedding. She was always extremely extra, and she and her now husband are both like pursuing being Broadway actors in New York.
Boy.
And I saw their first dance on Instagram, and it was like fully a choreographed foxtrot, and I was like, that tracks. That makes sense.
Oh, that's so funny. My friend Sam did like a choreographed little thing, and she's like a computer, like a computer scientist or something. Like, and her husband is so shy. It was so cute. It was like tentative. It was like they'd gone to those classes that she goes to in the wedding planner, and like it was so cute. I was all in. Everybody else I have seen has just like swayed back and forth, but.
I'm definitely in on the choreograph thing, but when it's already two theater people.
Yeah, no, gross. Yeah.
It's So last up we have Darius Hickman. He has hip hop with Comfort and with Luther Brown. It's great. He is great. Love him. Remember him from his very first audition last season.
Yeah.
Well, first audition that we saw. He always stuck with me. So very happy to see Darius make it this year.
Yes, I remember Darius in that black like bodysuit thing in his first audition.
Yeah.
He's always stood out. I love Darius. I think he's really, really, he's really good. I thought this hip hop was like, I didn't know he could do that. That was awesome.
He
was fantastic. One of the best out of genre hip hops I've ever seen. I love Luther Brown. This is well documented. He's Canadian. I honestly, I think that Comfort should be like prescribed to people, because I was like watching and I was fine. It was like 3 a.m. and I was tired, and then Comfort came on my screen and it was like a shot of adrenaline into my heart. I was just like, yay! She's just this like beautiful ray of sunshine, coolest freaking person in the world. And I just want her on my screen all times. I want her to host the show. I want her to judge the show. I want her to choreograph every number. I want her to compete on the show again. I just want it to be like Comfort Bugs Bunnying the whole show by herself. Aww. I love her.
Yeah. So we don't actually know what the All-Stars roles are going to be this year. Kat did say at the end of the episode that they're going to pair with each other, but I don't know if it'll be the thing of like they do one dance with someone else and one dance with an All-Star and a solo or something for the premiere.
It's still an hour, right? So
yeah, I guess probably. So they might do just pairing with each other, and maybe if they have time, one with an All-Star. I don't know.
Well, no, because this was an hour and they did 10 dances.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So.
But sometimes maybe the first live show they'll do, because usually isn't the first one usually like an exhibition show? I guess they won't do that because this was an exhibition
show. Yeah, they don't need to do that. They can jump right in.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, no, they. I don't know what they're going to do. I would like All-Stars. I love All-Stars. The fact that they kept calling them, they were paired with an All-Star from a previous season, to me suggests they don't have All-Stars this year, which would also be going into that, like what I was talking about with budget.
Yeah.
I guess if they're like hiring the Jonathans of the world, though, I don't need the budget because he's cheaper. But yeah, no, I think I wonder, I would love All-Stars, but they did keep calling them from previous seasons, which makes me think there won't be All-Stars. I don't care. Just put Comfort, just like, I don't know, insert random shots of Comfort into the middle of the episode. I'm happy.
Or let's just have her be a choreographer.
Yeah. Has she choreographed on the show before?
I feel like she has, but I don't know for sure. She's at the very least choreographed her own, like, All-Star thing last year when they did that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, but then we'd have
she can be.
But she'd be replacing Luther, and I don't want her to do that because I
love
Luther.
They can choreograph together.
Can she replace, like, I want to bring Comfort in to replace, like, that Oksana lady or something. She'd be like, you're doing cha-cha with Comfort.
Yeah. It's just a style that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I would like that a whole bunch.
I was trying to think of like who is the hip hop choreographer that I don't care about that Comfort can replace, and I'm like, I wish that she had just taken Dan Carradine.
Oh my
spot
god, I just thought of Dan Carradine. Remember Dan Carradine? Yeah, because the other one, like I love Chris Scott, I love Luther Brown, I love Nappy Tabs. Like there is no space. I even like Farside and Phoenix. Like there's no space on that hip hop roster. That's a really good. That's the best choreographic team by miles.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can find Dan Carradine on Instagram. Anyway, so we are going to draft. Before we do that, I will read who we've got. So for the ladies, we have Hanalee Cabanilla, Magda Fialek, Jensen Arnold, Genesee Castillo, and Chelsea Huff. And for the men, we have Evan DiBenedetto, JJ Dixon Bay, Cole Mills, Darius Hickman, and Slavik Pustovoyatov. It's the best I can do. I'm sorry. So I believe I won last year because I had Lex.
Boo.
So
hey, here are the new rules, Lita. You're not allowed to tyrannize this draft. You have to pick people.
Oh, I can only pick my favorites.
You have to pick people you honestly love and want to play, like want to root for. You can't just pick because you think they're gonna win. That's cynical and sad.
Okay, in my defense, I did really, going into the top 20, think that Lex was the best dancer, therefore liked him the best, because you can't really get to know anybody during the academy.
Fine.
So it's not like I didn't like him, but I will not tyrannize this draft. Fine. I will go with who I actually like. So you may have the first pick.
Okay, please,
I got it last
please
year.
Don't screw me over when I'm going to pick this person, but like, don't take my favorite people with your next choice, but I'm going to take JJ Dixon B first.
I was gonna, my team name was gonna be the Dixon Bay, the Dixon Bay Hive.
Oh, that's so cute. But I just want to do team center stage again. Can I just be team center stage? Okay.
I thought you were gonna be team electronica, the best choreographer.
That should be a drag name, no? I'm sure it is somebody's drag name.
Yeah, probably. Well, Elektra is one of the strippers in Gypsy, so I'm so sure that's been used somehow. Anyway, I think
Elektra's
take...
also a Cats character.
Oh, yeah,
I'm pretty sure there's an Elektra in there. Anyway,
the hit Taylor Swift Jennifer Hudson vehicle.
Oh my god.
So I'm not gonna take. I'm not gonna screw you over. I'm gonna play with my heart. I know you're not gonna take this person next, but I'm gonna take Hannah Lee.
Oh, okay. Yay. Thank you. That I really appreciate that.
I said I wasn't going to be strategic.
Thank you. Because I was, when you were talking about who you really liked, I was hoping that because, like, she's very good, but I don't care about her. Okay. Yeah. I'm going Evan.
Evan. Okay. I will take Darius.
Oh, man. Okay. That's fine. Okay. I should take. No, I should take Magda. I know you're not going to take her, but I she's not in danger, but I have to prioritize her just to show her I love her.
See, now I don't have strong feelings. If I was playing strategically, I would take Jensen, but I don't want her, so I'm taking Chelsea.
Yeah, see, Jensen's way at the bottom of my list too for the same reason, and I was just like, but she's going to be in the top four easy.
Oh, Hundo, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna take Cole.
Okay. Okay, so we've got Genesee, Jensen, and Slavic.
Yeah.
I'll take Genesee by default.
Okay, then I'll take Jensen.
Okay. That's the better of the last ones left.
Yeah.
So I have Slavic. All right. So the teams are Team Kelly. Are we reusing Center Stage and Step Up?
If that's okay with you. I think they're perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. So Team Center Stage, who is Team Kelly? We have JJ, Evan, Magda, Cole, and Jensen. Team Lita is Hanalee, Darius, Chelsea, Genesee, and Slavic. I think overall you have the stronger team, but I feel good about my first two picks. I feel like I'm going to have everything on them.
I said this last year and then lost, but like my team is beautiful and I love them so much. My fifth chip, my last pick is like going to win the season.
Oh, God. We have to prepare for that already. This is like last year when we were like, Kiki's going to win.
Yep.
There's nothing we can do.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're just resigned to it. Well, at a certain point last year, wasn't I down to one person and you had like your entire team left?
Yes.
But then mine were all just these like beautiful unicorns who I love so much. And you were just like all the people who are actually going to do well.
Actually going to win. Yeah.
Okay. Yay. Okay. So tweet those out and I'll retweet them because I've already forgotten who they are. But I'm very happy with that draft. Thank you for not screwing me over.
Yes, you're welcome.
I was
welcome.
Very nervous taking JJ. Was the one that I was like, because I have the first pick, I have to take JJ because she will take him. But then I was like really nervous because if I lost either Magda or Evan, who are the ones that like are really, really close to my heart, I would have been really sad.
Yeah, JJ would have probably been my first or second pick. First, just for the team name. But yeah, I'm rooting for him, even though he's not on my team. I mean, I'm really rooting for Evan, too.
Yeah, root for every like we at last year you were rooting for my team because we all wanted Koine to win.
Oh, true. I forgot you had Koine. And I had like Taylor and Kiki.
No, I definitely had Taylor. Great. I'm pretty sure I had Taylor because you just couldn't handle it. And I was like, I mean, I'll take Robert. That's fine.
I don't want her. That's so funny that I have strong opinions. I had such strong opinions about those people that I have not thought about in the last year. That's the fun of reality TV.
Yep.
So that is our episode. We will be back to check in, you know, whenever seems like an opportune time, because we really like doing this. So I'm not sure whether that'll be like the top five or whatever, but we will do a check-in again. We promise we will not leave you. And thank you to the people who like tweeted and commented asking where we were. That was really nice. You guys are great.
Yeah, that was great. I always appreciate it. And like sometimes people will tag us in like dance related news items. That makes my heart very happy.
Yeah, I still wouldn't have known that Koine and Kiki were a thing if a listener did not.
I told her, everyone. So this tells you how much she listens to me.
But I thought someone told you.
No, I knew that because I was stalking her Instagram because I interviewed her.
You totally did tell me, but I thought that someone had tagged you in it or something.
No, because then after that, I hadn't like posted about it or anything, but I had told you. And then people started tagging me because as soon as they noticed it, they were like, oh, my God, Kelly's going to be so sad.
Yeah,
which was very like lovely and made me feel very seen.
Yeah. So please tweet at us. I am Lita Tweeted on Instagram. On Twitter. Ugh, it's been a while. I am Lita Tweeted on Twitter and Lita Grammed on Instagram. Kelly, where can we find you and what are you working on?
I am at My Ent World on both Twitter and Instagram. That's My ENT World. It's a company account, but it's mostly me who tweets from it. My staff does mostly have access to it, which is really funny. Sometimes during the Toronto Fringe Festival, there were 5 different people posting Instagrams from different shows they were attending. So it looked like I was in 5 places at once, which made me very happy.
Time turn.
Yeah. When I was covering the ATX festival, one of our TV writers, Vyasar, we joked like on our way to the event that day that I have a bad habit of just using my Twitter to like objectify male actors. And so then he went to like a very thoughtful panel and just started tweeting about how hot Nico Tortorella was. And it was like he was doing it to be funny, but because it everyone thinks it's me. And like, anyway, that happens sometimes where people read the Twitter and they're like, this is Kelly's personality. And then they get to stuff where they're like, wow, Kelly's a little different than I thought she was.
Yeah. Always keep them guessing.
Yeah. So it's mostly me, though. Lots of reality TV thoughts on there. I do weekly Big Brother rankings, lots of Bachelorette random tweeting. I wrote a really long article about Bachelorette doing my yearly scale where I ranked all the guys. So check that out. At one point, Connor retweeted it and just wrote, ouch, because I did not love him. And that got a weird amount of traction from like random Connor stans.
Are there Connor stans? I find him physically attractive, but don't have any feelings about him.
I just find aggression really, really the least attractive quality. I couldn't handle that. There were like, it wasn't a huge response, but there was like a bunch of women who were like, you deserve better than this, Connor, because he was ranked like second from last or something. I don't know. So that kind of thing is on there. The site's a little slow right now just because we're in the middle of a bunch of events, but I have a bunch of stuff from Comic-Con last weekend. And then TV season starts relatively soon. I've got the summer works coming up, and that's that. That's all on myentertainmentworld.ca. There's a bunch of Lita writing up there, too, that you should go check out. She covered Drag Race and Survivor. And
I had opinions about Drag Race. Can you believe?
I don't watch that show.
Thank God.
Why? Really? Because I wouldn't like it?
No, I think you would like it. But I think that our opinions would be very different. And we don't need to fight about more reality TV contestants.
Lita and I have totally opposite. I don't know how you feel about Big Brother this year, but we have like completely opposite takes on almost everybody every time that like Survivor is always funny. Because Lita's is the official opposite voice of the site when it comes to our Survivor coverage, but I run the Twitter feed.
Not endorsed.
So like, on Twitter, it looks like the website is like Team Dom all the way, and then you read the recaps, they're like, Dom is the most annoying person.
Yeah, it's true. He is the most annoying person. I read your rankings of the Big Brother contestants every week, and it's definitely not like the same at all as mine, but I think there's only... we don't really majorly disagree on anyone, actually.
You definitely had like a moment of relief last week when I was like, oh, Sam. And you're like, oh, thank God. I thought she was going to stand by Sam.
Oh, yes. I was like, wait, I like, I'm a lot higher on Rockstar than you are, but I also don't watch the TV show. I only watch feeds, and I've heard she's really annoying.
And
on the
I'm totally opposite. I only watch the show. I think that in my experience, with one or two exceptions, most people who watch the feeds end up liking the show less than people who watch the show.
Yeah, I just was it's on too many times a week, and with traveling I couldn't watch it at all, and then was just like, it's fine.
Whereas I think feeds are crazy, and also, like, I don't think watching anyone that amount of time I would end up liking them, which is why 1 hour once a week of these dancers really kind of does work for me, even though, like, even though we're kind of like, okay, we don't really know them, I would like more dancing. Honestly, I'm busy in the summer. I'm so fine with this 1 hour. Like, I was so behind. We wanted to podcast today. I watched basically the entire season in one night last night, and it was doable. I don't mind the, like, condensed, let's do this in an hour, get it in, get it out, easy. I hope the finale is longer, would be my only thing.
So, yes, you can check out my writing there. Please check out the American Ninja Warrior podcast. I'm sorry we were gone and we just, like, didn't tell anybody where we were going. We got so many tweets. It was really nice. We didn't think anyone would care. So check that out. It has been recorded. It'll be out soon. I have a Dan Carity update.
Ooh.
He is still around. He is now a judge on a Dutch show called Dance, Dance, Dance. I wish that I had known this because I was just in the Netherlands. I would have looked out for it.
That's so funny. He did So You Think You Dance Canada for a while. He was very good, actually.
Yeah, he's not verified on Instagram, but he does have 84,000 followers.
Oh,
so
that's very weird. Yeah. You would think that they would look into anybody who has 84,000 followers and be like, should we verify this person?
Yeah, I don't know. But you know what? He is a proud husband and father.
Aww,
so
that's nice. Good for Dan Carity. He always seemed a little bit like mad at the world. So I'm happy it all worked out for him.
I think we need to do like a weekly update on like a person from the early days of So You Think You Can Dance that people have forgotten
about.
We
don't have to anymore because they're all back on the show.
Yeah, they're all
consider
here.
Consider this once a decade update on Jonathan.
We'll see you in another 10 years.
Yeah.
So thank you everybody so much for listening to us. You can subscribe on the Reality TV Wrap Ups feed where you can get the actual Bachelor podcast hosted by Amy and Haley.
I'm doing a Bachelor podcast in my mind every day.
Yes, I know you are. And you can get the Big Brother coverage. I'm on the updates once in a while. So definitely subscribe to that. And we will see you hopefully in a couple weeks. Stay subscribed so you know what random week this pops up again.
Yeah. And follow us on Twitter because we'll talk about it there. We share our favorite routines and all that stuff. Oh, post in the comment section. I always forget that, but I actually reply when you post in the comment section and answer all the questions we asked you because we don't know stuff and we need you to be our research team.
Yes, absolutely. Eagle Eyes listeners, where was Kiki's brother? Please inform.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.